Hey, chatters. Join me and the professor in the world of AI at Uplimit and YU Global's courses, where theory meets action. Experience a hands-on learning journey using chatbots to solidify your skills throughout the courses. Perfect for every learner, from beginners to advanced, our diverse range of courses ensures there's something for everyone. Uplimit combines self-paced learning with live seminars and office hours, while YU Global offers comprehensive asynchronous study with support when you need it. Both grant prestigious certificates upon completion. Save 10% with code AIFORALL in all caps and the number 4 for Uplimit courses and 20% with Synaptic20 for YU Global courses. Start your path to AI exploration today. Enroll now at synapticlabs.ai/courses.
Introduction. Hey there, chatters. Miss Nura here, gearing up to take you on an exhilarating journey into the brainy world of artificial intelligence. Today, we're going to untangle the fascinating intricacies of inverse reinforcement learning, IRL. Ready to have your minds blown? Imagine having a robot buddy that learns to whip up delicious pancakes just by watching you do it, flipping them with that masterful wrist action. That's the magic of IRL. It's essentially AI putting on its detective hat, channeling its inner Sherlock Holmes to deduce what we humans find rewarding, without us having to spell it out. Why is this a game changer, you ask? Well, it allows machines to understand and emulate our goals, making them smarter and more intuitive. Think of it as teaching your AI pet to fetch, only instead of sticks, it's fetching knowledge directly from your actions. But that's not all. IRL is not just about copying what we do. It's about understanding the why behind our actions. It's like AI sniffing out the secret ingredients to our decision-making recipes. And don't worry, we're not going to bog you down with complex math or scary equations. We'll keep it light and breezy. Imagine IRL as a jigsaw puzzle where the AI is trying to fit the pieces together based on the corners and edges you provide. Stick with us and you'll discover the nifty tricks that make IRL a superstar in AI learning, how it's shaping our future with self-driving cars and even assisting in surgeries. Plus, we'll peek into its limitations, like when too many cooks or, well, instructions spoil the broth. So, are you ready to embark on this AI adventure and see how IRL is teaching machines to think like us, leading to a world of smarter, more empathetic technology? Let's get the quest started. Current challenges and debates. Now, it's time to put on our thinking caps and dive into the head-scratching world of IRL's current challenges and debates. It's not all smooth sailing in AI land, and here's why. One major puzzle that keeps the brightest minds up at night is the ambiguity in reward functions. In the IRL universe, different reward functions can often lead to the same observed behaviors. Imagine trying to guess someone's favorite ice cream flavor just by watching them eat a sundae. There could be so many reasons they chose that flavor, right? This conundrum has sparked lively debates on how to best select or combine these reward functions to truly understand what motivates an agent's actions. It's like trying to figure out the best mix of spices for a gourmet dish without a recipe to guide you. Then, there's the computational complexity of IRL algorithms. These brainy formulas require a ton of processing power, and sometimes they chomp through more data than a hungry monster at a buffet. And because they're so data hungry, getting enough quality demonstrations can be as challenging as finding a needle in a digital haystack. Another hot topic is the ethical dimension of IRL. As we teach machines to understand and replicate human values, we're venturing into territory that's as philosophical as it is technical. We're essentially asking, how can we ensure AI respects and upholds human ethics? And that, my friends, is a question that's more complex than the most intricate of mazes. So, while IRL is undeniably cool, it's also a field filled with challenges that are as stimulating as they are daunting. But fear not, it's these very challenges that push the boundaries of what's possible, leading to even more amazing AI breakthroughs on the horizon. Stay tuned, because the adventure is just getting started. How it works. All right. Buckle up as we zoom into the nuts and bolts of inverse reinforcement learning, IRL. Imagine you're a detective, but instead of solving mysteries, you're figuring out what makes an expert tick. That's IRL for you. In the world of AI, agents, fancy term for our AI pals, learn to make decisions that lead to a reward. Think of a dog getting a treat for a trick, classic reinforcement learning. But IRL flips the script. Instead of teaching an agent with rewards, we watch an expert strut their stuff and then work backward to guess the rewards they're chasing. Here's the step-by-step breakdown of how IRL sleuthing goes down. 1. Observation. We start by collecting data on our expert's behavior in various situations, just like bird watching, but for actions instead of feathers. 2. Modeling the expert. Next, we assume our expert is a rational agent, making choices to maximize some mysterious reward. It's like assuming your friend picks movies based on a secret favorite genre. 3. Reconstructing the reward. Now comes the brainy bit. We use IRL algorithms to reconstruct a reward function that could have led to the observed behavior. This is the heart of IRL and involves some serious computational gymnastics. 4. Validation. After we've guessed the reward function, we need to check our work. We test if an AI agent using our reverse engineered rewards can mimic the expert's behavior. If it's a match, we're on to something. 5. Iteration and refinement. If our first guess isn't quite right, we tweak and repeat. It's like baking a cake and adjusting the recipe until it tastes just right. Now, here's where it gets spicy. Remember those ambiguous reward functions we chatted about? Well, sometimes different reward functions can lead to the same behavior. This is where IRL becomes a bit of an art form, picking the most likely reward function out of a lineup of suspects. Think of it as writing a story for why the expert did what they did. Was the knight brave because he loves glory? Or was he just trying to save the dragon from loneliness? The true reward function is like the hidden moral of the story. So, IRL is a complex dance of observations, algorithms, and a dash of intuition. It's a fascinating way to teach AI to think like a human without ever directly telling it what to value. As we keep improving IRL, who knows? Maybe one day, AI will not only replicate our choices, but also understand the whys behind them. And that's the scoop on inverse reinforcement learning. It's a bit like trying to solve a puzzle with half the pieces missing, but that's what makes it such an exciting challenge. Let's keep our eyes peeled for what the future holds. The math behind inverse reinforcement learning, IRL. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the math that powers inverse reinforcement learning, IRL. Get ready for a math adventure that's as thrilling as finding the secret level in a video game. First off, let's remember the key goal of IRL. We want to figure out the reward function that an expert is using based solely on their observed behavior. It's like trying to guess the secret ingredient in a delicious cake by tasting it. Step 1. Define the MDP framework. Before we can jump into IRL, we need a framework for decision-making. This is where Markov decision processes, MDPs, come into play. An MDP is defined by states, S, actions, A, a transition function, T, and a reward function, R. But in IRL, we don't know R. Step 2, gather expert demonstrations. Think of this like collecting epic gameplay footage of a pro gamer. We observe an expert performing tasks and record their state action pairs. This gives us a glimpse into their strategy. Step 3, estimate the reward function. Time for the main event. We use IRL algorithms to reverse engineer the reward function. One popular method is the maximum entropy IRL, which adds a little twist. Here's how it works. 1. We start with the likelihood of the expert's behavior under a potential reward function. We assume that the expert is more likely to take actions that lead to higher rewards. Makes sense, right? 2. But there's a catch. There could be many reward functions that explain the same behavior. So we use entropy to break the tie. Entropy measures uncertainty, and we want to find the reward function that makes the expert's behavior as predictable as possible while still fitting the observations. The math looks like this. Maximize h of pi, which is equal to negative times, the sum over all possible policies, pi given theta of p of pi given theta, times the logarithm of p of pi given theta, or maximize the entropy h of the policy pi, represented as h of pi, which is equal to negative times the sum over all possible policies pi given theta of the probability p of pi given theta times the logarithm of p of pi given theta, where h is entropy, pi is the policy, expert's behavior, and zero represents the parameters of the reward function. Basically, we're saying, hey, let's pick the reward function that keeps things as orderly as possible while still explaining the expert's moves. Step 4, test and iterate. Now, we don't just trust our first guess. We test it. We let an AI use the reward function we found to see if it acts like the expert. If it doesn't, we adjust and try again. It's like tweaking a recipe until it tastes just like grandma's secret dish. An accessible example. Let's make this real. Imagine teaching a robot to make coffee by watching a barista. 1. We observe the barista expert and note down every move they make in each state of the coffee making process. 2. We then use IRL to guess why the barista did what they did. Maybe they get an imaginary reward for the coffee's taste or for how quickly they make it. 3. We use algorithms to find the reward function that most likely explains the barista's actions, considering that they prefer actions leading to better coffee or faster preparation. 4. We test this by having the robot try to make coffee with the reward function we've created. If the robot's coffee is barista level, we're golden. If not, we tweak and repeat. So there you have it. The math behind IRL isn't just numbers and equations. It's the secret sauce that could help AI understand and replicate the finesse of human expertise. As we refine these methods, we're inching closer to AI that truly gets us. Stay curious and keep an eye out for the next exciting breakthrough in IRL. Who knows? The next expert an AI learns from could be you. Advantages of inverse reinforcement learning. Let's talk perks. Inverse reinforcement learning, IRL, is like having a superpower in the AI toolkit. And here's why. Firstly, IRL shines in its capacity to decipher complex, unspoken rules of behavior from experts. Imagine an AI absorbing the wisdom of a master chess player just by watching the game. That's IRL in action. Another big advantage is that IRL doesn't need a predefined reward function. You know, that tricky part of programming where you tell the AI what's good and what's bad. Well, IRL figures that out on its own by observing. It's like learning to cook by taste rather than following a recipe. IRL also contributes to more human-like AI. By learning from actual human actions, the AI can mimic our quirks and qualities, making the interaction with machines feel more natural and intuitive. And let's not forget, IRL can lead to more ethical AI. By understanding human values and goals, AI can align with our societal norms and preferences. It's like teaching a robot manners and ethics. Some other pros are, It helps to fill the gap where we can't easily express the reward function. Can lead to better generalization in new, unseen environments. Facilitates transfer learning, where knowledge from one domain can be applied to another. Encourages AI robustness and adaptability. In a nutshell, IRL is like a magic wand for AI development, enabling machines to learn from the best without the need for extensive and complex programming. It's a game changer. Disadvantages of inverse reinforcement learning. Now every rose has its thorns, and IRL is no exception. Let's navigate the tricky bits. One major hiccup is ambiguity. IRL can sometimes get confused because multiple reward functions can explain the same behavior. It's like listening to a song and not knowing the genre. Pop, rock, classical. Then there's the computational costs. Crunching the numbers for IRL can be like trying to stream your favorite show during a power outage. Intensive and sometimes impractical. Data-hungry algorithms are another hurdle. IRL often needs a lot of demonstrations to learn effectively, which is like needing a dozen pancakes before you feel confident you've nailed the recipe. And don't forget the expertise requirement. If the expert you're learning from isn't top-notch, the AI might pick up bad habits. It's like learning to drive from someone who constantly runs red lights. Some other limitations are struggles with large, high-dimensional state spaces. Think a maze with a million corridors. Sensitive to noise in the demonstration data, like trying to listen to a whisper in a storm. The challenge of non-observable variables, like guessing the ingredients in a secret sauce without tasting all of them. Limited by the quality and variety of expert demonstrations, you can't master all cuisines by only watching baking shows. So, while IRL has its downsides, being aware of these challenges means we can work towards solutions. It's all about finding that sweet spot where the AI can learn efficiently without getting lost in translation. Keep this in mind and stay savvy. Major applications of inverse reinforcement learning. Let's dive into the fascinating world of inverse reinforcement learning, IRL, and explore some of its coolest applications. These examples show just how versatile and powerful IRL can be when it comes to teaching AI to understand and replicate expert behavior. Autonomous vehicles. IRL is steering the future of self-driving cars by learning from human drivers. By analyzing expert driving behaviors, IRL helps autonomous vehicles make decisions that are safe and human-like, from navigating traffic to dealing with complex road conditions. Robotics. Robots are learning to be more human thanks to IRL. Whether it's performing delicate surgery or assembling intricate machinery, IRL allows robots to learn from the pros, leading to smoother movements and better decision-making without explicit, step-by-step instructions. Personalized AI assistance. Imagine an AI assistant that truly gets you. IRL is making this a reality by learning from individual user behaviors. This means your digital sidekick can offer more personalized suggestions and support, from curating your playlist to managing your schedule. Game AI. Game developers are using IRL to create more realistic and challenging NPCs, non-player characters. By learning from human gameplay, these virtual adversaries can surprise and engage players with tactics that feel less predictable and more dynamic. Healthcare. In the healthcare sector, IRL is making waves by learning from expert clinicians. This translates to AI that can support diagnostic processes or even suggest treatment plans by understanding and replicating the decision-making process of medical professionals. Ethical AI, IRL, is on the front lines of developing ethical AI. By learning what humans consider as appropriate and ethical behavior, AIs can operate within societal norms and make decisions that are aligned with human values and ethics. Finance. The world of finance is also getting a dose of IRL innovation. From algorithmic trading to credit scoring, IRL helps in understanding complex market behaviors and expert financial strategies, leading to more informed and strategic decision-making. Education at IRL can personalize learning by understanding and adapting to a student's unique learning style, by observing expert tutors and successful educational strategies. AI can tailor the educational content and pace to individual needs, making learning more effective and enjoyable. Wrapping it up, IRL's ability to learn from experts without explicit instructions opens up a world of opportunities across various fields. From the way we drive to how we learn, it's shaping a future where AI is more intuitive, ethical, and responsive to human needs. The possibilities are as vast as our imagination. So let's keep our eyes on this exciting tech horizon. TLDR, inverse reinforcement. Learning IRL is like teaching a robot to cook by just watching a chef in action. It figures out what the chef is aiming for and learns to do it too. IRL helps AI understand expert behavior without needing every step explained, leading to smarter self-driving cars, more skilled robots, and AI assistants that really get you. It's used in games, healthcare, finance, and more, making technology more intuitive and in tune with human needs. Basically, IRL is training AI to think like us without being us. Mind-blowing, right? Vocab list. Inverse reinforcement learning, IRL. A machine learning technique where an AI learns what to do by observing an expert without being told exactly how to do it. Reward function. A way to tell the AI what's good and what's bad, like points for doing things right. Expert behavior. The actions of someone really skilled that the AI tries to imitate. Autonomous vehicles. Cars that drive themselves by making decisions a human driver would. Robotics. Building and using robots to do tasks, with IRL helping them move and decide like a pro. AI. Assistants. Digital helpers that use IRL to offer personalized advice and support. Game AI. The brains behind non-player characters in video games, making them act more like real opponents. Healthcare AI. AI in medicine that learns from doctors to help diagnose and treat patients. Ethical AI. AI that makes decisions based on what people think is right or wrong. Finance AI. AI that understands money stuff, like when to buy or sell stocks, by learning from financial experts. Personalized learning. Education that adapts to how each student learns best, with AI figuring out the best ways to teach. Ambiguity and reward functions. When the AI isn't sure what's really the best thing to do, because different things seem equally good. Computational complexity. A fancy way of saying that IRL can take a lot of computer power and time to work its magic.